Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill, and history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School. Today in Bajan History, February 21st, 1951. Heated debate in Parliament. On this day, February 21st, 1951, the Barbados Advocate reported on a testy debate in the House of Assembly. The heated parliamentary discussion stemmed from a proposed resolution of $10,334 to increase the governor's allowances. If approved, the funds would be used to pay the governor's servants, cover miscellaneous expenses such as lighting at Government House, and to purchase a state cure for the governor. At the start of the debate, lawmakers were described as singing in legislative symphony. Grantley Adams, who was leader of the House and leader of government business, disclosed that the proposed resolution was previously discussed with the opposition. The genial tenor in which the debate had initially proceeded took an abrupt turn when Mr. O.T. Alder joined the debate. He immediately voiced his disapproval of the resolution and suggested that it was a thinly veiled guise to increase the salary of the governor. Chairman of committees, Mr. L.E. Smith, continually interrupted Mr. Alder with humorous asides during his speech. Mr. Alder, however, continued his broadside undeterred and stridently criticized the rate of pay for the governor's servants, as well as the high costs of maintaining the gardens and purchasing flags. He warned the House that if this sort of thing does not stop, the people will have to stop it, and described the resolution as sacrificing the masses for the classes. Other members of the House, namely Mr. Crawford, Mr. Miller, and Mr. Mack, joined Mr. Alder and queried specific expenditure items listed in the resolution, and an amendment by Mr. J.H. Wilkinson to decrease domestic staff, as well as lighting and fuel, by $734 was accepted. Further robust debate ensued, and Mr. Adams was compelled to explain the rationale guiding government's policy and to rebuff some of the pointed criticisms of Mr. Alder and other members of the House. On this day, February 21st, 1951, the Barbados Advocate reported that proposed increases in emoluments for the governor stimulated impassioned debate in the House of Assembly. Although the resolution was eventually passed by the House, it brought into focus the burgeoning costs of the colonial apparatus in Barbados.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.